There's a story that is told of a little boy who overheard his father praying for the homeless, praying for the destitute, and praying for the poor. "Lord, please help all of those who are in need," he prayed ever so fervently. At the conclusion of the prayer, the little boy then said, "Daddy, I sure wish I had all your money." And the father responded, "Well, why is that, son? What would you do with all my money?" The little boy replied, "I'd use it to answer all of your prayers for you." You know, I think that story well illustrates a problem that Christians sometimes have today, and that is with substituting prayer in the place of action. That is, we want the Lord to do what we many times are not willing to do ourselves. And in those moments, I'm not convinced that God is all that eager to hear our petitions. In fact, I'm compelled that whenever we have the ability and the opportunity to do the will of God, when we don't do it and instead just pray about it, I believe that that actually displeases the Lord. In Exodus, the 14th chapter, for example, the children of Israel, they are in flight from Egypt, and the Egyptians are in hot pursuit. And they find themselves at the shore of the Red Sea, seemingly backed into a corner. Pharaoh's army was coming from one side, and this vast body of water was on the other side. And so in verse 10, they cry out to God, begging for deliverance from this predicament. Moses then tells them in verses 13 and 14 not to fear, but instead to stand still. In other words, don't do anything right now. Just keep on crying out to God. He'll deliver you. He'll fight for you. God responds, though, in verses 15 and 16. He says this, he says, "Why are you crying out to me? Tell the people of Israel to go forward. Raise your staff and stretch out your hand over the sea to divide the water so that the Israelites can go through the sea on dry ground." You see what God said there? God, in essence, said, stop praying. This isn't the time for prayer. This is the time for action. I've told you what to do, now do it. No more standing idle, no more praying about this. Get up and move forward in faith. I wonder sometimes, are we ever guilty of standing still and praying when God really wants us to get up and go and to take action? For example, when there are folks who are sick and hurting or shut in, people who need to be visited, people who need to be comforted in some way, is it possible that sometimes instead of us getting up off the couch and rendering that service to them, do we instead just stand still and pray that God will help them in some way? When I have friends or I have family members who need the gospel, when I know of erring brothers or erring sisters who need to be restored, instead of talking to them about their spiritual condition or maybe trying to study the Bible with them, do I just hold place and pray that God will prick them in their heart before it's too late? Are we guilty of asking the Lord to do what we ourselves are not willing to go and do? The fundamental problem here is that the Lord wants doers. And yes, while prayer is definitely an important thing that we can do, it is not a valid substitute when we have the ability and when we have the opportunity to take God-given action. And so today, what do you need to stop praying about and instead start doing something about?